And joining us right now is Byron York. He is the chief political correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Byron, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, folks. Thanks for having me.
You have an interesting piece out on Trump's 100 days. And the reason that your piece stands out so much, at least to me, is because it is so different from the other ones out there. Everyone else is trashing me. He's accomplished nothing. And you said, hey, he's an executive success. Why do you see it so differently?
Well, you can trace this back to the campaign. In late October, last week of the campaign, Trump issued a document. He went to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, to give a speech about what he would do in his first 100 days, and he released something called the Contract with the American Voter. And it was just one page. It had a front and a back. And the front was, I think it was 18 things that he promised to do under his executive authority as president. And on the back were 10 things, bills he promised to introduce and work with Congress on. And the front and the back are two different stories. The front is a success. He actually has done or tried to do a lot of the stuff that he promised on the front of the page, like getting out of TPP, like reducing regulations, like appointing Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court, like strengthening border enforcement at the U.S.-Mexico border. And we've seen a dramatic, dramatic drop in people apprehended trying to come across. So I think if you look at the front page of that contract, you've got to say this is a success. Now, look at the back page of the contract. The two big ones are repealing Obamacare and reforming the tax code. And obviously he tried and failed with Republicans on the Hill on Obamacare. And he's going to release a plan today for taxes. It's not going to be an actual bill. It's going to be kind of a blueprint. But the fact is, he has not passed or hasn't even introduced the all except one, the Obamacare bill, that were on the second page. So I think when it comes to his executive authority, you've got to say Trump has been a success. And if you look at the legislative side, maybe not so much.
You know, one of the things that we always do these 100-day assessments of the president. I mean, it's a traditional thing we do here. But the thing that I'm struck by,
I thought there was a law or something.
Yeah, I think it was, right? It's required. Yeah. If you become a journalist, it's in the journalist code there. But one of the things I've noticed that has changed over the years is that it used to be when a president came into office, the first 100 days was also known as something else, the honeymoon period, in which a president was given some grace to figure out where the bathrooms are and how everything works in government as you take office and build your team and get people confirmed. And that whole process was dragged out. And I would say that this president was different from other presidents and that he got no honeymoon period.
Historically, honeymoon free, I think, is absolutely true. And, you know, there's a couple of things to say to about Trump's failures on the legislative front. One, to your point, he did meet Democratic resistance on day one. Mm-hmm. The Democrats decided on day one that they would unanimously oppose what the president did, even slowing down his nominations, not just to cabinet posts, but to sub-cabinet posts. The other thing we should remark on is that he has had some success on Capitol Hill. Republicans on Capitol Hill have been wanting to use something called the Congressional Review Act to void some rules made by the previous administration. And the House and the Senate have passed, and the president has signed a dozen of these things, rolling back regulations on the environment, on firearms, on education, on a number of issues. And I think Republicans would certainly say undoing the damage done by your predecessor is a legitimate thing for a president to do. So the president has signed 12 of these bills into law.
Wow. And the other thing that comes to mind, though, is as we wrap up this 100 days, which will be Saturday, one of the major storylines is going to be he was rebuffed by Congress in his desire to build the wall. Fair or not fair?
Fair so far. He obviously is not going to get any sort of wall funding in whatever comes out on Friday to keep the government running. But I'm not sure it's going to be the last word on this. I think Trump has the money in various accounts inside the government to get started on this. I don't mean start building it, to start the planning, the architectural work, that kind of stuff. So I don't think the wall, you've seen these pronouncements, you know, Trump just gave up on the border wall. I don't think that's the case at all. I know, Brian and Mary, if you guys went to Trump campaign rallies, if there was one promise he made repeatedly that was associated with him by voters, so much so that if you remember, there was kind of a call and response with the audience.
Yes.
They were going to build a wall, and who's going to pay for it? You know, and he would ask the question, and the audience would yell, Mexico. So I would expect the president's actually going to do something on this wall. By the way, a number of Democrats, including Charles Schumer, Dick Durbin, voted for the Secure Fence Act in 2006. They wanted to build a large reinforced double fence along a large portion, not the whole border, but a large portion of the U.S.-Mexico border. Now, apparently, a wall would be the worst thing in the world.
Well, Brian Moore in New York, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. You can check out his column in the Washington Examiner, and have a wonderful day, Byron.
Thank you, folks.
That's Byron York, chief political correspondent for the Washington Examiner.